Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. It should be our way of life to wake up and have a quiet time with God before embarking on the day's activities. Listen to Turning Point on your prayer altar. Then pray more on your own as much as you can. Rebroadcast it to your contact. Let what is blessing you bless those connected to you. Please open your hand and heart to receive the day's prayers and be responding with amen. I receive it. This Sunday, something good is coming for you. I see a shine on you. I see a glow on you. Your guardian angels will go with you. Your warning angels will take over your battle. God will put fire on your altar. I said fire on your altar. No demon or devil will survive around you. Yes, no evil will survive around you. Sickness will not survive in your body. There is a divine quencher. Every evil fire poked around you is hereby quenched supernaturally. The wind of the Holy Ghost shall blow off evil candles lighted around you to harm you in Jesus' name. I don't know who this listeners is. Your shift to your new level is now. You can no longer remain like this. You can no longer remain on the same spot. I prophesy, move forward. Make progress. If you are attending church service today, add to the offering seed you wish to give. Small or big, add as you have grace and capacity. Please do so. If you can double your offering in church today, do so. If you cannot, do whatever you can, but add something. Why? God is about to add blessings, color, resources, strength, help, and favor to your life. A strange favor is coming your way this week. Add to your offering seed in church today. I call us to do this each time God inspires my heart to ask us to do so. Some of us will not be in church today or in any service. Wherever you are, you also take a sacrificial seed of choice. Whatever comes to your mind that you can afford, send it, transfer it to TPGF Kingdom Work. Use the payment information with you. If you don't have it, send a request chat to +234 809 789 4000 to send the details, including the PayPal and the HSBC detail account. It shall be sent. Please put seed ahead of the great breakthrough coming for you this week. Mothers, this is for mothers. All mothers, prophesy over your children from time to time. Prophesy over them through the photographs of them you have at home, either hard or soft copies, or use any of their material things in the house, their clothing, their shoes, their books. Take it and hold it before you. Start prophesying all manners of prophetic blessings. Prophesy goodness, mercy, favor, lifting, good marriage, good job, beautiful children that will be your own grandchildren. Prophesy to their careers, their businesses, their journeys, their programs, their projects. Prophesy their safety. Prophesy their growing up. If you don't have time to do so now, all right, do it when you have more time. Mothers, do this for your children from time to time. Midnight, early morning, afternoon, anytime you have enough time. Mothers, stand in the gap for your children. Fathers, do so as well. I prophesy, mothers, you will not cry or weep over your children. They will not suffer what you suffered. They will grow to give you joy and fulfillment. All say amen, amen, and amen. Yes, I shall still be reminding you of this special spiritual exercise over your family and your children from time to time. Right? February 23, born people, open your hand for your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your destiny is blessed. Your new age is blessed. You will live long and fulfill purpose in Jesus' name. Say amen. Happy birthday. Listeners, let's do some teachings today and learning. First one today. I need your advice on crucial issues. I have a guy that loves me and ready to settle down with me. He is serious and purpose driven, but he recently told me that he has obesity and high blood pressure problem. I am confused as I don't want to start nursing a man right from the beginning of marriage. What should I do, sir? wow, obesity and high blood pressure are treatable or at least manageable if it's a highly disciplined person with strict diet, physical exercise, and some other medicals and fitness recommendations plus prayers. He can overcome it. So sit down with him in a time of serious conversation. Give him at least 6 months if he's not disciplined enough to comply for a significant change in health status. Then call it quits with him. Don't marry a sick man that is unwilling to take good care of his health and discipline himself. Next, good afternoon, sir. Please, can we pay our monthly seed upfront, say January to December, once a year? Wow, yes, why not? You can. You can pay weekly, monthly, quarterly, or yearly, depend on what is okay with you and for you. Be blessed. Next, good day, Daddy. Let me cut this story short. I have 4 children. My husband stays in Port Harcourt while we stay in Delta. My husband is not caring. The last money he sent was 20,000 naira, and that was December 24, 2024. I now met a man on my way to the market who says he loves me. I told him that I am a mother of 4 kids, and he said nothing spoiled. Since November, this man has been supporting me. He sent me money regularly. This January, he just sent me 120,000 naira for my children's school fees. Wherever I ask my husband, he will tell me to come and cut off his manhood to make money. Why another man is doing it without being asked? Please, sir, what should I do? Wow. Don't fall for the temptation of this outside man. This other man sending you money will destroy your marriage, destroy your home, and destroy your life in the end. It is true. Your husband is misbehaving, according to you here. How I wish we could reach out to him to also listen and hear from him. But whatever the case is, you are already married to him with 4 children. Again, living separately, you in Port Harcourt with the children and him in Delta, is a violation of God's word, as I continue to say. What God has joined together, let no work or anything put asunder. Now call the elders or your parents to intervene in this matter. You also mount serious spiritual warfare prayers to save your home. Tell this other man you don't want that relationship anymore. Cut off from him. Block his number. Have nothing to do with him anymore. He has an ulterior motive. If you continue, the end will be bitter. Next, good morning, Pastor. I so much appreciate your response and explanation with respect to the donation for feeding the poor and the hungry. Your wisdom and experience in handling the palliative issues is highly commendable. Sir, is the distribution restricted to those around there in the headquarters, or will it cut across the states? Thank you, sir. Wow. Thank you also again for this question. As I said yesterday, feeding the hungry, providing medication for the sick, and empowering the idle jobless ones to be able to stand on their own will be an ongoing project of TPGF. While we may not and we will never be able to solve the problem of the entire human beings, we will from time to time do our best as God gives us the grace. Beyond the local people, we may randomly pick people even from far away. The other time, TPGF rehabilitated a family whose 16-year-old daughter was to be taken to Egypt. You still remember? Oh, yes. We were able to do that. That family was several states away from where we are. But when we heard of it, we called on TPGF members, donations were made, and that project was done. We video and we sent it online for everybody to see. We will do the same with this ongoing one. And then our Zenith account for welfare is still to help the poor, is still open for all of us. While I appreciate all donors and I pray for you regularly, let us still continue to give and donate to that welfare account. I pray we will have resources to do it across the state, even across the world. We should do as much as we have resources to do by the help of God. So that account is still open. Turning Point, our welfare account in Zenith Bank, account number 101-723-8378. Those who want to do, please do more. From time to time, we'll continue to brief you. Video recording will be made, will be uploaded. All of us will see how far this present one is going or has gone. God bless you. We will do more tomorrow. Are we being blessed? Please join us online or real life in the two Sunday services today. First service is 7 to 9 a.m. Second service is 9 to 11 a.m. You can watch live or watch later, but don't miss it. Join us via the YouTube or Facebook at The Real Femi Emmanuel. Good news to donors and titers through GTB ABA account. We have a new payment platform squad by GTB account. You can make payment both in Naira and dollars using the link on the screen or by scanning the QR code. For non-internet users, you can pay using the USSD code. You can request for the updated payment information from our line, +234-809-789-4000. Please do so. All the problems we were having with the network, with GTB, with Zenith, they are now all over. So you can start sending your tithe and your seed. Today is a good day to remit our tithe, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 222 we are doing this month, and also the welfare seed in Zenith account, as we have mentioned today. For all our UK members, titers, and donors, send a chat request for the HSB account in UK. Send that to 074-111-28401. I pray for everybody today, you will excel. The glory of God is on you. Your story will change. If you are high, you will go higher. If you are down below, you will come up. Every sick person be healed today. The confused be straightened up. As you take part in all these instructions, the glory of God will cover you. Your story will end up well. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye. TPGF, truly blessed. I love you.